May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
The Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for Saturday, June 17th, 2023. And tonight we've got a new moon in Gemini with some very propitious aspects that I'll go into briefly before discussing the newsletter I published today and one other since my last show. These weekly newsletters are archived at the HeartCom Network and listed in the Cosmic Love show notes. So, today I published a compendium of videos and articles titled Ultimatum of World War or Peace, Utopia or Oblivion, and Trump arrest debacle, which was big news this last week, and I'm going to go into that a little bit. Got a little cartoon and some funnies and Awaken with JP satire, and some urgency going on. I mean, this is intense stuff, folks. When I talk about utopia or oblivion, I mean, it's kind of an ultimatum, but big drama going on. We're like, this is, you know, the 2023 mainstream awakening. You know, the biggest global reality show, you might say, in history is going on right now, and it's a turning point. You know, there's like a downward spiral going on with government, FedGov stuff that's terror, domestic terror and tyranny been going on for some time, and that's turning around, and it's being challenged, and it's being challenged in a way that there's just big drama. What can you say? So I'll be going into that. Like I say, there's a lot of urgency, but first, it's time for a cosmic weather report, and I'm going to touch on, you know, the what's going on with the current transits of planets today. Like I say, there's a new moon with moon conjunct the sun in Gemini. The sun is just about to go into the sign of Cancer. So we're in the last degrees of Gemini. And that conjunction of the sun and moon is square Neptune in Pisces, which has got its own creative tension going on. Very deep mystical sign of Pisces. And so there's this, you know, drama going on with, you might say, the mental body of the collective consciousness with Gemini. It's an air sign. And there's a great awakening going on mentally. And it is challenging, you might say, the deep state of dissonance, cognitive dissonance, dis-ease, dystopia, dysfunction. And that's big drama, big drama. As the deep state, you know, the big government in collusion with big war, the military industrial complex, you know, big pharma, the medical industrial complex, and big media. There are, you know, all these forces, you know, that are deeply entrenched, you know, the deep state, you know, they're being challenged by basically, you know, a frequency shift as we move into Aquarius and this great awakening, you know, great awakening to the problem. It's like it can be big problems or big solutions, whether your cup is half full or half empty. It depends on how you look at it. So there's always the choice. Mankind has free will, so anything is possible. So it all spells big drama, you know, right now. And I put it within the context of, you know, the big choice, you know, of utopia or oblivion. And I could spend more time on the astrology, psychology, the mass psychology, astrology, as it deals and relates to mass formation psychology, sometimes referred to mass psychosis or mass hypnosis, that's been going on the last couple of years with the lockdowns, and a lot of people have permanently locked down, you know, I mean, mentally as well as, I mean, in their minds. And there are people that will believe to their last dying day that the vaccines were a good thing. You know, thank you very much. Their mind's made up. And then there's the pure bloods. You didn't get vaccinated and are convinced that, you know, they made the right decision. And of course, as more information comes out, I mean, there's just, I mean, the unveiling of how many people have been harmed by the vaccine, of the millions of people, and by the CDC's and the government's own figures are you know, with lawsuits, the information is being released of how many people have been permanently harmed, if not killed, you know, by the vaccine. So, again, some people, I used to have 10,000 people on my email list, and over COVID, it's whittled down to 4,000 about. You know, people just do not want to. A lot of people, you know, their mind is made up. They've been heard the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told in lamestream media that they just believe it. And that's it as far as they're concerned. Thank you very much. You know, any information to the contrary, lamestream media is, of course, not going to give any contrary. They're censoring the contrary. They're, you know, the lamestream media is blacklisting or otherwise disappearing any narrative that challenges, you know, their narrative of, you know, it's all good. Government, big brother's taking care of you. And, you know, you'll be just fine. Don't believe all the naysayers, you know, that Joe Biden is, you know, very capable as far as the lamestream media is concerned. And, you know, the duly elected president that should be the next duly elected president. And of course, that flies in the face of, you know, what I would call common sense. You know, and most people listening to this show and most people that get my newsletter on a regular basis or for the last 5 years and most people that are on my list. About 4,000 people the last have been on my list for more than 5 years, you know, so it's like I'm kind of like preaching to the choir. But, you know, there is a lot of people that really want to know. And this is why I do my newsletter and talk about it on my radio show. There's a lot of people really want to know what's really going on that's not being reported in the lamestream media. So this is the service I provide. You know, I kind of do it for myself because I want to know what's going on. And then I share it with others, you know, the videos and articles of the week that you won't see in the lamestream media. So this is what I'm doing and why I'm doing it. So today I published an article and it's called, you know, Ultimatum of World War or Peace, Utopia or Oblivion, and the Trump Arrest Debacle. And the first article, again, this is a New Moon Reality Report for June 17, 2023. First article, which is kind of a keynote. This was the big drama this last week, I think. One of the major stories that are kind of nails it. I mean, I think this is the third commentary that Tucker's done since he's gone for, and this is Tucker on Twitter. This is his third commentary, and you know, in this commentary, I think it'll answer your questions. I mean, ask yourself, is it true? And this is discussed in Tucker's commentary. I mean, after you listen to this commentary, and this video, again, is archived and in the newsletter. And you can, if you're listening to the podcast, you know, which will be posted here in a couple of days, I'm giving the presentation live on the 17th. But in the replay, you know, with the podcast, you will be able to listen to the podcast, and you can of course pause it at any time and pull up this in another window. You can pull up this newsletter and you can read the articles or watch the videos that I have that I'll be discussing. So I'm kind of, you know, giving an orientation to the narrative, you know, like a truth-telling narrative of what leading sources are saying, or some of the best sources I've found in the alternative media, of what's really going on. And this one about Tucker Carlson, you can ask yourself, you know, after you're listening to or before you're listening to Tucker on Twitter, you can ask yourself, I mean, is it true that on February 16th, 2016, Trump made a blood enemy of the largest and most powerful organization in human history? That's addressed. Exactly what happened. then ask yourself, are you aware that this federal government, you know, the most powerful organization in human history, is in collusion with the military-industrial complex, the medical-industrial complex, and big media, who all profit from, I mean, profit big from endless wars and disease, dis-ease. You might say dis-ease as far as domestic terrorism, basically, you know, with incessant fear born, or disease as far as what we've seen with the global plandemic. And then a third question, ask yourself, would you agree that this federal government deep state corporatocracy considers Trump the greatest enemy to their abject tyranny? I mean, I made a case previous shows and in other newsletters I've published that, I mean, we're talking about abject tyranny. What went on during the lockdowns was as close to abject tyranny as we've ever seen in the history of the United States. So there's a cartoon I have here at this point, and it's Department of Weaponized Justice. You got Biden in a tank running over the goddess of freedom, or, you know, the liberty, you know, with it's holding the scales up, you know, of justice, the goddess of justice, being run over by a tank that Trump is going after, going to Trump headquarters in his bid for 2024, and Biden's driving the tank, and you get the message. I mean, this is kind of the drama. This is the big drama. And there's the dimensions of this drama were incredible. And the one article that deals with it was just done, yesterday from Zero Hedge. Had 90, that it talked about Tucker Carlson takes aim at wannabe dictator Joe Biden. This news came out, you know, on Fox News. I mean, there's discussing how there was 90 million views of this last Tucker on Twitter thing. And I mean, it created huge drama. And I mean, you have to read this article. Some of the drama it created at Fox News. I mean, the guy that was fired at Fox News had been there for 10 years that let this, you know, expose go through on Tucker Carlson. But it's so much bigger than that, folks. It's so much deeper than that. As a matter of fact, even to handle the drama, you know, it takes a little humor. And so I've got a video here, Waken with JP. Now, those who follow my newsletters and my show, you know, I'm always trying to get these comedy, you know, satires of Awaken with JP in there, because, and this one's about the FBI, so to speak, being honest about Trump's indictment. Again, we're talking about, this is some unprecedented stuff going on in the history of the United States as far as, you know, constitutional, unconstitutional drama. I mean, just some major stuff. So cussing and discussing this subject, you know, with a little satire, Waking with JP. I mean, the FBI being honest, there's a little kind of an inside joke there. But anyway, stepping back and looking at the big picture, you know, initiates, that I refer to initiates as people that are more or less enlightened to what's really going on. You know, most people on my list that are still on my list that haven't said, with all my exposés I've done over the last couple of years, they haven't said, take me off the list yet. And so these initiates of the whole truth, they're well aware that the psychology of subservience to global tyranny, you know, mass formation, psychosis, hypnosis, you know, whatever you want to call it, this has used domestic terror as a mass media tactic, you know, incessant fear porn to compel compliance to pharmacidal policies and militaristic agendas of the power elite potentates who are ethical infants. I mean, you know, in other words, Congress is like, who funds Congress? Well, it's all the lobbies, you know, from the military industrial complex, the medical industrial complex. We're talking about not just billion-dollar industries. We're talking about trillion-dollar industries when you combine these two. So population control, mind control, at this level of mass indoctrination, you know, in the mainstream, lamestream media, it requires the mass inundation of demoralizing media, because a healthy culture that values morality would have nothing but contempt for the blatant immorality programmed programming us incessantly in the lamestream media. So that's kind of, that's, I mean, I maybe should repeat that, but the point is that that a moral people would not stand, you know, for the immorality that's being programmed into the mass mind, the mass media, on a regular basis. And we haven't had much of an alternative. I mean, Twitter's supposedly opening things up, but there's other articles about Twitter's backdoor, and they still got this backdoor whereby, you know, the influence peddlers, you know, can still, so to speak, censor. And I'm going to be including that article in this compendium. I haven't added it yet. I will probably add it into the next few days. I think Wednesday we've got the solstice. And with the solstice, summer solstice, you know, longest day in the northern hemisphere, shortest day in the southern hemisphere. I will probably send out a lot of newsletter if you are not on the list. If you'd like to be on the list and for these, get these weekly newsletters and updates from the alternative perspective, what's really going on, you can always email me at cosmiclove@mcn.net. That's cosmiclove, one word, at mcn.net. And put you on the list. You can leave anytime with one click. You can, you know, if you just, if something upsets you, and you can just, you can leave anytime, or people are coming and going all the time, you know. So my idea is to provide information that is controversial, but, you know, stimulates the mass awakening and challenging the mass willful ignorance that just is, that just gets along by going along. It's so I'm, it's provocative. A lot of my stuff is provocative, like this next video. And this video is was done here June 7th, with this last about 10 days ago. Very powerful. I mean, this is dealing with the whole Pride Month issue. She has a quote in here, her, you know, and I would play this. I don't know if it would come through well. You can watch this again, those who are listening. You can pull up this Utopia or Oblivion piece in the show notes. I'll have links to it. And, of course, you can always go to heartcom.org. And my shows are archived there. It's one of the first links at that website, heartcom.org, which is the HeartCom Network, where all my shows are archived, all my newsletters are archived. And in this video that you can watch, it's archived there, this today's show on Utopia or Oblivion, this lady says, when she finishes up, you know, this is this whole Pride issue, what's going on with, so to speak, you know, this Pride move, the rainbow flag, the rainbow everything. This lady says, she concludes this incredible statement. It's about a minute long. She says, quote, "The only rainbow I celebrate is God's promise. And the only pride I want to have is the pride of my country." But the way she says it, and the intensity with which she says it, and then some other, in a few minutes, but it's a 3 minute long video. There's a couple other minutes of people that were once in the Pride movement saying that this does not represent us. And I mean, it's like straight talking on this issue. We're just inundated with all this rainbow radicalism, and, you know, it's not my rainbow. You know, this lady's saying, you know, only rainbow I celebrate is God's promise, you know, the promise of the rainbow. So, I mean, you know, it was that whole Pride thing that Noah was rebelling against and getting his, what, seven people got on the ark and made it to safety because the Pride thing was out of control, you know, with all kinds of evil stuff going on back at the time of Atlantis, as mythology would put, you know, puts it. But anyway, I go on to say after this video, where this lady's saying, "I'm just sick of all this Pride stuff," and she makes a point of it, a good point. At least now, you know, the whole issue again, Utopia or Oblivion, what's it going to be? You know, subservient or free? Subservient to, you know, the deep state, you know, Orwellian BS belief system that we're incessantly programmed with, or are we going to have a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of self and civilization? The Aquarian age. Are we going to have this the age of light and love, Aquarian light and love? And what does that look like? And how would that work with the Aquarian quantum age? What's this quantum everything look like? Of course, I've been talking about that and writing about that, all year in particular. This is the 2023 mainstream awakening series. So I've been cussing and discussing this subject a lot. And one of the keynotes of the clear choice that we have is I referred to as wisdom of the crowd, collective conscience, global telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, telecommerce, the TLC connection to unity and diversity, and the evolution of information technology with the currency of conscience. The currency of conscience, there's a link on that and a whole webpage. It's understanding of the currency of conscience for the next economy, where we're going. We get lots of, doom and gloom about where we've been and how bad things are, but very rarely do we hear about how good things could be. What will it look like, this Aquarian quantum age, the next economy, the next healthcare system with global telecare, quantum representation look like with instant everywhere interactive telecommunications in a global village, with mass-to-mass telecom? What will that look like? How does that work? So, what you think about, you bring about. Energy flows where attention goes. So what you fear, you draw near. Whereas fearless faith is the seer, as pure intention focuses attention with love retention for ascension in 5+ dimensions of full spectrum comprehension. What does this 5D Aquarian age look like? I say 5+ dimensions, because most people, if they can grasp 5 dimensions, they're pretty much on the way, to Aquarian quantum consciousness, you might say. So the more you know about the language of consciousness, the language of light of consciousness, language of light as consciousness, those exquisite metaphors for more light, Aquarian, light and love. What is light as consciousness? And, in the holodeck between your ears, from the brightness scale, from upper brain to lower brain, the bright light of God of the infinite eternal hits the prism of human consciousness, pineal gland, and refracts into all the colors of the rainbow. From the linear logical left brain letter of the law on one end of the spectrum, and the nonlinear spherical spirit of the law, intuition, on the other hemisphere. And of course, the balance of the two hemispheres, with a frame of reference for Aquarian cosmic universal love, the love model, law of the 1, 2, 1, 3, 1, 4, 1, 5, 1, 5 dimensions, what that looks like. Now, this orientation to consciousness and the conscious universe, there's a video here. It's a really excellent video. It was over 2 years ago. There's been more than 1 million views on this video. It's called The Conscious Universe by Dr. Rupert Sheldrake. Now, the reason I'm providing that as a frame of reference and orientation is because I've got a very unique self-assessment profile that I now have available online. You can click on it, pull it up, print out the pages, and it's a do-it-yourself self-assessment profile for self-mastery. Know thyself is the key to the mysteries. The ancient and modern mysteries have always referenced, man, know thyself. Know thyself as God, in the image and likeness of God, and the understanding of God as geometrically ordered divinity, a frame of reference with pure geometry, frames of reference for the first principles of cosmic universal law. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So this understanding of the more you work with the archetypes of God, love, geometrically ordered divinity, the law of the angles, the language of the angels, source, I am, quantum common sense, the more you work with the archetypes involved, you know, the first principles, the more you will see archetypally, you know, with, you know, God, love, consciousness. You know, the man of God loves, sees God, love, and all mankind. And this will adjudicate the timeline, your timeline, you know, our timeline, defining, refining, and shining the future of time, which is a link in a very interesting series of articles from Psychology Today, going back to, 1970s, you know, almost 50 years, published in Psychology Today. But, you know, the understanding of Jungian psychology and how everyone, you know, again, dealing with the archetypes and how, you know, the four archetypes, the key archetypes for how you perceive time. And there's different people perceive time in different ways, some from the past to the present, some from the present to the future, some in the fully present now, and some in the you know, the whole timeline. And in this article on the future of time goes into that. You can click on that link, you know, from the, again, the show notes will have this newsletter I'm referring to, and you can pull this up and you can read down to that point on adjudicating the timeline. Defining, refining, and shining the future of time, your time, you know, collective future of humanity, and the global evolution, revolution, revelations in unified field consciousness. What's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity? Now, this is followed by another video by Dr. Rupert Sheldrake. And this was published just about 2 weeks ago. And it's on artificial intelligence plus quote unquote aliveness, you know, again, consciousness. What is sentience? What is consciousness? What is awareness? And, you know, the understanding of the soul as compared to artificial intelligence and what's going on with the GPT-4, you know, these new forms of artificial intelligence that are coming on the market now, and people are saying that this is as big a shift as the internet. This artificial intelligence stuff that's coming on the market now and being available for free for people to, you know, start discovering and playing with. The internet was huge when it came along. The shift in the, you know, from the you know, it's like the computer internet revolution. You know, people will refer to this time as you know, BC is before computers, and after the computers and the computer internet revolution, the shift in the collective consciousness of humanity and the rate of accelerating change was massive, and we're going to be seeing that again. There's many people saying that the potential, the real implications of artificial intelligence will be a major shift. So it's good to understand that, and it's good to have this Dr. Rupert Sheldrake go through this orientation after this other video that he's got, you know, that's about an hour long on the conscious universe, like backstory 2 years ago. I mean, the collective consciousness takes a while to catch up to these profound, you know, orientation to a reality that is a paradigm shift. You know, most people are suffering as it is from the accelerated rate of change and information overload with a kind of a future shock. And when a new concept comes along, like the internet, you know, back, you know, BC before computers, the internet came along, and it was like the ability to have an in-depth understanding of new information is lost to people that are, have paradigm paralysis. It's like for them, you know, most people are, like I say, are kind of in a future shock, like a PTSD from information overload and cognitive dissonance. And it's like to give a new concept of something like artificial intelligence and the implications of it. I think it's really valuable to understand these two videos by Rupert Sheldrake, the one 2 years ago with a million views, and this new one that just came out, understanding AI and aliveness, you know, consciousness, you know, the, you know, what is alive and what is, you know, the living soul awareness compared to what artificial intelligence is, and really understanding the difference. So at four minutes and 50 seconds in this video, the second video I'm referring to with Dr. Rupert Sheldrake, There's a quote from a professor, Nick Bostrom, who's giving an orientation, but I'm using this quote as a point of reference as I go into a very profound subject of in-depth self-analysis, self-mastery. And what he's saying is that there could well, Professor Nick Bostrom says, quote, there could well be other systems now or in the relatively near future that would start to satisfy the criteria of consciousness. He's referring to consciousness. So evaluation criteria for consciousness, one is alive with living consciousness, and how we become conscious of how we are conscious with a conscience, as in capital C, like a higher self, the real self, the Christ self, the Buddhic self, however you reference it. You know, until you have a criteria for consciousness with an understanding of how you can become conscious of how you are conscious, you know, with a little, you know, small voice within, this is the criteria for sentience, you know, with the conscience, you know, human sentience, the understanding of, you know, there's other types of sentience, but human consciousness with a conscience is there. You might say it's a quantum leap, which is going quantum in the Aquarian quantum age, and understanding that quantum component of the, you know, the instant, everywhere, interactive, all connected, all connected, you might say, spherical conscience with a capital C of the source field, of the field, you know, sometimes referred to unity conscience or just, you know, conscience with a capital C. So to satisfy the criteria of consciousness now, I mean, to know the truth of who you really are, you know, goes back to that ancient affirmation to know thyself, you know, evaluation criteria for self-assessment and self-mastery. And I've got a tool I've worked on for a long time called PEP, Personal Empowerment Process, that I finally got it into a physical form where you can do it yourself, this personal, with a personal perceptual portal to this process, this personal empowerment process. You can click on and pull up the article. There's actually six different pages you pull up. Print them out. You can print out the questionnaire, fill out the questionnaires, and how to add them up, how to score the questionnaires, and put your self-assessment on the circle of wholeness, referred to as the circle of attainment. Again, once you know better, you can do better. And to know thyself in terms of the self-assessment, well, answering, you know, questions to yourself in a way that you will be able to take inventory of your gifts and talents, your developed and undeveloped areas, which really keynotes into your understanding of your communication style. You're basically, again, you're in the circle of wholeness where you're balanced, and what, you know, what your gifts and talents are, and developed and undeveloped areas, you know, for, again, self-mastery, you know, develop the undeveloped areas, the better utilized, become cognizant of your developed areas of awareness and of attainment. So with the Great Awakening, you know, the first step on the path, you might say, for initiates is to know thyself. So this is a great tool for becoming who you are, doing what you can do to be the master and the sculptor of yourself. This is a quote by Friedrich Nietzsche. And that's kind of how I finish up this utopia or oblivion ultimatum. You know, we're kind of at this point individually and collectively. So there's some serious meat in this compendium, this newsletter. And there's some humor, cartoons, and what I'm going to now from about a week ago, published an article, and you can go to this page. This is one of my favorite compendiums, newsletters, and this was published here on June 10th, you know, 7 days ago, a week ago, and it's called Tucker is Back. This is back again, the drama regarding Tucker Carlson. Tucker Carlson is like, he's like a firebrand as far as he's really pulling out the stops of addressing what was unspeakable, you know, just this last year. Just unspeakable. You know, people would have been censored for saying what Tucker's saying. Well, Tucker was fired from Fox. He's been liberated. He's on, you know, he's on Twitter now. He's given three messages. I'm going to drink here. And some people, you know, love Tucker and other people hate him. You know, just, I mean, you know, it's like, he is like, when I say a firebrand, I mean, he's, he is bringing to the surface a lot of unspeakable stuff. And, you know, we've got people, a lot of deeply entrenched, polarized. There's extreme polarization in the collective consciousness right now. It's changing very quickly as people, mass awakening happens. A lot of people are kind of waking up to, you know, realizing then, you know, that there's a lot more going on than the lamestream media is telling us. That's kind of an understatement, to say the least. Okay. That's my coconut water with mango juice to keep my throat from getting raspy and coughing like I've been doing in some previous shows. So this is helping. So I'm going to this article now. And this, I mean, I began this article, which is some heavy stuff, and by saying that this world that we live in is an epic test for souls of conscience. And that test is reaching a climax. So there's big news that's breaking really fast, folks. That's why I'm not interviewing many people on my show right now. The news is breaking so fast. I think it's really important to codify it, you know, in newsletters with videos and articles of the week that you're not going to see in lamestream media. And then I cuss and discuss it on the radio show as far as, you know, the keynotes and getting off script a little bit and give some more background, foreground, all around, you know, the subject of what's being posted in the news. So I'm curating the news, you know, the things that are not being reported in the lamestream media. I'm curating, you might say, the alternate news to give a little alternative perspective on the propaganda, you know. So the first article from Zero Hedge was, you know, Trump comes right out and says, I have been indicted. This is the big news this last week. I mean, but the point is that they indict Trump on the same day that credible evidence emerges that Biden, as vice president, took a $5 million bribe to alter U.S. foreign policy. Actually, there's stuff coming out that is more like $20 million bribe, but, you know, they got really credible evidence. I mean, documented evidence that, you know, there's at least $5 million bribe. And I mean, and the whole point of this article is, do you understand what is happening yet? What's really going on? You know, they indict Trump at the same day that this evidence emerges, like a diversion. Of course, there's other diversionary stuff going on with aliens, you know, and aliens in the news, and aliens are walking, flying among us over our cities. But, you know, all this distraction and diversion in the lamestream media from the big news that Biden is corrupt as hell. You know, this Biden bribery case. And there's a cartoon, you know, there. That, you know, regarding the subject, and the FBI has folded on releasing the Biden bribery document. They finally did that to the House Oversight Committee, averting they were going to have a contempt vote for the FBI director who was trying to cover this up, and so they finally released it, and no question about it. You know, the guy Biden was. You know, the bombshell FBI document alleges $5 million bribe paid to Joe Biden by Burisma. The Burisma executive is that big oil company in Ukraine. and alleges that President Joe Biden was paid $5 million by the executive of Ukrainian natural gas firm Burisma Holdings, where his son Hunter Biden sat on the board. So Senator Chuck Grassley, he reveals on foreign, that there's a foreign national in the alleged Biden Burisma bribe scheme, who has 17 audio recordings of Joe and Hunter Biden he kept as an insurance policy. This is so that, you know, if he got exposed and to protect his own neck, you know, it would implicate Joe and Hunter Biden, which is exactly what's happened now. And so it goes on to say, excuse me. Okay. So we got Senator Chuck Grassley, he's a Republican from Iowa, made a Senate floor speech Monday afternoon on the controversy about this FBI document that contains credible allegations that Joe Biden received this $5 million bribe from an executive with Ukrainian energy firm Burisma while he was vice president. Grassley revealed that the foreign national behind the bribe said that he kept audio recordings of conversations with Joe Biden, two of those conversations, and Hunter Biden, 15 conversations. And there's also an allegation that Joe is involved in Burisma hiring Hunter. In other words, Hunter got the job, you know, to be the front man for Joe, you know, on the board. And this is what the, you know, pay to play deal was all about. You know, give us $5 million and put my son on the board. So Grassley's calling for the public release of this document about all this without unnecessary redactions. Of course, that would be the end of Joe Biden, and the deep state wants to cover that up, so that's what they're doing. Anyway, there's another article here from May 12th that explains the nine Biden family members who received millions of dollars from foreign wire transfers by way of sham corporations. I mean, talk about a family-run business, right? So then there's another cartoon there where there's this reporter talking to Joe Biden, who's fallen down, and he's got a twirly gig, a rainbow hat on his head. And the reporter is asking Joe Biden, "Mr. President, what do you say to Americans who question your ability to serve?" And Joe's laying there, picking himself up, saying, "Watch me." So fallen down Joe is with that little rainbow twirly gig on his cap on his head. Anyway, you have to laugh or you'd have to cry. And anyway, this compendium, this newsletter has Tucker's first TV monologue since leaving Fox News. And in this, he launches into some world-class revelations, causing a liberal media meltdown as his Twitter debut goes mega viral. I guess something like 90 million people have watched his third or second or all these first three, you know, Tucker on Twitter, you know, his first releases, because he's really, you know, he's trying to, you know, get some blockbuster stuff, you know, with his new show, and he's doing it. So it's huge drama. This is truth telling like we've never seen before in the mainstream media or lamestream media, however you want to say it. It's amazing truth telling. And Tucker, in this first commentary, you know, this first message, he talks about UFOs being real. They've got documented stuff on this. Well, people followed my show over the years. I've been talking about the secret space program and about UFOs and real. I mean, you know, for the last 15 years on my show, interviewing whistleblowers in the secret space program that were going through portals to Mars. I mean, that was a show 10 years ago. Most people can't handle this, you know, because the media has covered it up for so long, like it doesn't exist. People don't think UFOs exist because the media wouldn't lie to you, us, right? So there's an interesting video there that is included here by Michio Kaku. Michio Kaku, he's kind of a science guy, and he does some limited hangouts, and this is regarding his comments, Tucker's comments on UFOs being real. Michio Kaku says, this is a Hollywood script. And he goes on to talk about, that the government is covering up extraterrestrial UFOs and that he's seen evidence of a secret cash retrieval program. At least David Grush, this guy in this video, has reporting this. He's an Air Force veteran. And I mentioned that, you know, this is a limited hangout, you know, folks. It's just partial disclosure to wake up the normies, you know, the sleepers who deny ET's existence so they don't go into shock with full disclosure of the ET presence. I've been preparing people for this for years, but a lot of people, this is big news. So to relieve the tension here, I've got a cartoon that I think is hilarious. You have to see it. You have to see it. So I highly recommend people pull up the narrative, you know, from this newsletter. Be linked in the show notes, or you can, like I say, go to HeartCom Network, and it's archived right there as the most recent show. But you can just Google HeartCom Network, and it will come up. And anyway, there's another cartoon here that's referencing. And it says, it's time people admit that the mainstream media's job is not to tell you the truth. Their job is to make sure you don't find out the truth, because that would be bad for business. And we're talking about the military-industrial complex and the medical-industrial complex, who owns the media. The media is not going to bite the hand that feeds it. You know, he who pays the piper calls the tune. And the tune of the mainstream media is basically a diversion from all that is true. So people don't, so otherwise it would be bad for business. You know, it'd be bad for business for the endless wars, the military industrial complex, and the endless disease, you know, creating and managing disease of the, you know, mass pharmacide of the medical industrial complex. So follow up this media, this point of the mainstream media as part of the problem, with a quote from NPR media critic Robert McChesney, where he refers to the genius of modern, the quote unquote genius of modern propaganda. And he says, this is NPR media critic Robert McChesney, quote, "The first rule of being a great propaganda system, and why our system is vastly superior to anything in the old Soviet Union, is not that people think they are being subject to propaganda. People don't think that. They aren't looking for that. They are much easier to propagandize. And that's the genius of our media system. It's a system of ideology, of mind control, compared to an authoritarian system." Now, I remember when I first saw this, heard this on NPR, and got this quote, and it shocked me, because basically they're telling us what they're doing. They're propagandizing us. You know, it's all the media, the mainstream media, is propaganda, and they're saying it, and they're saying that's the genius of the system. But people don't think they're being propagandized. People want to believe that the media doesn't lie to them, so they just believe what, you know, it's the old, if the big lie is big enough and bold enough and told enough, people believe it. So this is followed by an article from about 3 weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, and it's called U.S. Government Says It Owns Everyone's Thoughts, Calling It Cognitive Infrastructure. Goes on to say, this is the subheading, is that the fight is on to hold the United States government responsible for colluding with social media companies to censor Americans' free speech rights online. Huge point here, folks. This is going on. This is a serious issue. So it goes on to say that the new American approach to social control is so much more sophisticated and pervasive that it really deserves a new name. It just isn't propaganda anymore. It's prop agenda. It's not so much control of how we think, but what we think about. They're working on the how we think with the Neuralink technology of Musk. And there's an article here, FDA approves physical control of the mind by Musk's Neuralink. This is from May 29th, again, just a couple of weeks ago. So they're working on not just what to think. But, I mean, that's the prop agenda, propaganda prop agenda, the agenda, what to think. You know, they, you know, how they corral thought into specific narratives. And that's and at the same time, Musk is developing this Neuralink, which is actually control, physical control of the mind. So when our government wants to sell us a course of action, this is how prop agenda works. Whenever their government wants to sell us on a course of action, they do it by making sure it's the only thing on the agenda, the only thing everyone's talking about. And they preload the ensuing discussion with highly selected images, devious or prejudicial language, dubious linkages, weak or false intelligence, select leaks, etc. And discussion is thus corralled in a false narrative that is, if it is challenged, is censored as unsubstantiated disinformation. Then I reference this point in the narrative. See also Tucker's recent video message. This was just from June 8th, which is about a week ago. Tucker explains government control through mass media mind control. Again, what I was just talking about, how they corral the discussion into a false narrative. And how this narrative is incessantly repeated and totally monopolized by censoring any diversion from the unabashed propaganda that masks as official truth, quote unquote, and how this is eroding the moral force of former taboos. And he goes into these taboos, as referenced by Tucker. He says that he goes into Meta's, which is Facebook's division called Meta. Meta's Instagram facilitates a massive pedophile network. This would not be allowed to exist 10 years ago. This is how the moral force, taboos have been eroded to the point where Instagram's been getting away with facilitating a massive pedophile network. There's an article on this. It's from Zero Hedge. And it explains how Instagram connects pedophiles, and guides them to content sellers by way of recommendation systems. I mean, it's just so sick, folks. I mean, you know, I don't like to publish information on this pedophilia stuff, so it's just so sick. I don't want people to, you know, to dwell on it. You can read that article if you want, or just the headline itself, you know, pretty much says it. If you want to just, you know, without doing a deep dive on the subject, you know, just consider that this is actually going on. Then there's an article here, and this is from vaccineimpact.com, whereby the CIA was caught covering up rampant child sex crimes inside the agency, and no one has gone to jail. I mean, imagine an agency so secretive and so corrupt that they literally get away with criminal sexual abuse of children. This is going on, folks. I mean, mainstream media gatekeepers have barred corporate-controlled journalists from sharing anti-establishment views, especially how the top of the establishment is involved with pedophilia. Instead, the lamestream media is always focusing attention with inordinate attention on media retention of the big lie that's so big and so bold and so often told that the mass mind believes it. So Mark Twain said it perfectly when he said, we are discreet sheep. We watch where the drove is going, and then we follow the drove. We are discreet sheep. So this is finished, followed by an article on Russia forewarned United States Security Council and UN Secretary General of Kiev's plan to destroy the Kashvoska Dam. You know, this is from Global Research. The evidence is overwhelming. The Kiev regime was behind the plot to blow up the dam. It's a war crime against the Ukrainian people instigated by Zelensky's government. Several articles and videos by Scott Ritter, the Hal Turner Show, Ron Paul Institute, the Free Thought Project goes into, you know, what's going on with the whole Ukraine debacle. As Tucker referenced, and the Tucker debacle. So I'm going to have to wrap it up here shortly. There's some infographics, some excellent cartoons, infographics that you're going to want to see, and some good humor. I mean, some great humor, I think, as far as I'm concerned. And again, there's an Awakening with JP satire. You have a good laugh. So we're talking about, you know, Aquarian Age principles, you know, for involving and evolving our individual and collective consciousness is really the bottom line in this piece. Goes back to, you know, the top line, you might say, what are these first principles of Aquarian enlightenment? You know, the pure geometry thought forms as geometrically ordered divinity, you know, the God love constitution, with universal light language for effective sensory perception by way of interactive telecommunion, telecom, telecommunity, for telecommunity, teleconscience, telecare, the next telecommerce economy. There's hot links with these concepts of basically, you know, Aquarian light and love, a TLC of a multidimensional nature that will, again, involve and evolve our individual and collective conscience with a capital C for a revolution in higher consciousness. And we're talking about basically holistic health, querying spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical wholeness and healing, and the principles involved with that, you know, again, for government education, healthcare, and the economy. And, you know, I always finish up on the note, you know, those who want to support this radio show, support, you know, the newsletter, you can support this publication with Nature's Ultimate Superfood for strong immune function. And for 39 years, I've supplied this SPX Royal Jelly, you know, this nutraceutical grade Royal Jelly to nutritionists, health stores, natural healers. And I've kept the prices low as a true nonprofit, as a heal thyself service. And, you know, there's more information on that. I would add that I've kept a low profile on this the last couple of years because this stuff, this SPX Royal Jelly, has been used in Europe for the last 60 years as a prophylactic for colds and flu. Now, if I came out and said that during the whole COVID thing last couple of years, that this is better than ivermectin or anything else as far as building immunity and preventing colds and flu, I would have been shut down, you know, and I've been kind of grandfathered in with the company that I went to Sweden and I got the rights to the North American market. And a big pharma company has bought this supply company to provide the pharmaceutical industry, one of the big pharma companies that use it in drip IVs worldwide. It's the only natural substance being used. You know, we're talking about pollen extract. It's from the very source of the food chain, the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair, etc. So, you know, I'm coming out a little bit more because building the immune system is now being recognized as the real objective. You know, you build the immune system and you don't get sick as much. And if you do get sick, you recover quicker. And this pollen extract, like I say, has been used as a prophylactic to prevent colds and flu in Europe for 60 years and in Asia. When I went to Sweden, I saw the information on this. And like I say, I've kept a low profile. I don't make medical claims. And it's good for all kinds of stuff. And like I say, the doctors are using this stuff in drip IVs for immunotherapy after they wipe out the immune system with chemo and radiation. But the big money is in treatment of disease, not prevention of disease. So, you know, that's just the justice that just is. Anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening today. I've gone on probably more than I should, but keep in mind, you know, that more light and love, easier and faster is, and, you know, the hosts of heaven are stepping through the veil to lay the foundation for an Aquarian age. So keep the faith, see the good, and make it so. Dance like no one is watching. Love like you've never been hurt. And be the change you want to see. So happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.